Today, a big day for college football fans. Clemson plays Oklahoma, and Michigan State plays Alabama in the first round of the playoffs that will decide the NCAA champion. Tonight's winners will meet for the title a week from Monday. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now to preview these games. Mike, Clemson is undefeated at 13-0. What are people expecting to see in the game?
Well, so much harkens back to last year's Russell Athletic Bowl. I don't know if you were paying attention.
Sorry.
But both these teams played. And Clemson handily beat Oklahoma then. And the importance of that game isn't that. It's a preview of this game. Of course, in college football, players move on. But what Oklahoma did after that game, Oklahoma, a perennially good team, said, we have to get better. We have to overhaul the coaching staff. Key to this game, I would say, Clemson's excellent defense can sack the quarterback. Oklahoma's quarterback likes to run. He will probably have to run for his life.
What do you think? Who has the edge?
I would say Clemson by a little bit. They're undefeated, and they're undefeated for a reason, not for a weak schedule. This is the culmination of Clemson getting better and better and better every year, and I think they're going to make the championship game.
All right, two other good teams, Alabama and Michigan State, both 12-1. That game could have been the national championship game, right?
You know, all of these could, for real. But I think in this game, if you look at what Las Vegas is saying, Alabama is almost a 10-point favorite. I can't say who you should bet on in that game, but I understand why they're making Alabama such the favorite. Alabama just has an excellent defense. And Michigan State, though they have a very good passing game, it's nothing that Alabama hasn't seen before and beaten before. The big question in this game, can anyone stop the Alabama rushing game? Derrick Henry won the Heisman Trophy. And, you know, I don't see evidence that he is stoppable. That is at least why Las Vegas is making Alabama this almost double-digit favorite.
So four teams there, and this is the second year of this new playoff system to crown the college football champ, Ohio State, for those who are trying to remember who won last year, won. But like we said, it's limited to these four teams. Is there a thought that this time around somebody was left out that should have been there?
Well, yes, you can always have that argument. And I think if you asked a computer to play the college football season 10,000 times, Ohio State would have the best record or one of the top four best records more than a couple of these other teams who are in it. But that's not how it goes. It's doing what the college football poobahs want it, which is to draw attention. Although I don't love the New Year's Eve thing. At least in the East, that late game is going to be butting up against the ball drop. So that's a conflict of both of my good times is what I'm saying.
All right. Before we go, I got to ask you, because we are up to more than 40 bowl games now. I counted them up and they're getting a little obscure. There's the Cure Bowl in Orlando, Florida. That's new.
It worked. Orlando was cured. Didn't you hear?
Okay. What's your favorite off-market bowl?
Clearly, it's the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl,
ah.
Which, although the El Paso Sun Bowl was fun because it's the Sun Bowl and there was a blizzard in El Paso, but the Zaxby's Bowl drew about 11 people. Most of them were like, the Cotton Bowl holds 70,000, and the Zaxby's Bowl drew about 20-something thousand. Although I didn't know what Zaxby's was, and I'm excited to have their chicken. They pun on the name Zaxby's and say they also offer zappetizers and salads.
I'll admit it, I had no idea what that was either.
Now, so you know,
thanks
about
for letting us know. All right, Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.